Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hi there, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. This is Idiot Box Radio. I'm Tori, Idiot Box Radio. I hope that this finds you well. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube. You can subscribe to it on the Apple Podcast directory. I think I've almost nutted out the Spotify sides of things. So by this, you probably figured out that I'm a man of action, solding fruit, painting pictures, and getting to the point. And I'm trying to get across the point both audio and visually. So no matter which way you want to fucking hear the show, you can hear it, see it, touch it, feel it, smell it, dab it, tap it, tap. I'm doing a movie review. So many of you love them, and I love you right back. Thank you so much for watching. As we all know, I'm covering Nicolas Cage, the Grand Coppola, Nicolas Kim Coppola, Nicolas Kim Cage. Old Kim Cage was a merry old soul. We delve deep. I hop on the boat. I overlook the fucking gigantic jump I'm going to have to do. I dive deep. I strap on the fucking snorkel gear that's down the bottom of the fucking Ariana Trench. I rescue Megatron. I put him back down there and I get to the point. Yeah.
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 That's better. Okay. So in this particular movie review, Nicolas Cage, the Grand Kimster, he is just a man of beauty and of illustrious action. And you know what? He's done it again, guys. He's in another movie. Nicolas Cage in Pay the Ghost. Pay the Ghost. There you go. As always, let's tell a story, kids. I'm Tori. I'm your friend. If you've never watched one of these shows before, and I do pity you because you missed out on some of the greatest comedic moments in fucking history. I'm a potty mouth. There was a warning at the start. If you're still watching, it's all on you and it's your fault. Got that out of the way, didn't I? Okay. So movie reviews by Tori. So, in these movie reviews, I will wreck the entire movie for you. There will be no guessing, no hinting, no absolute wonderment whatsoever. I'm going to tell you the entire movie and what I thought of it, and if I choose to at the end and I remember, I will give you a score.
Hello.
So, let's see. Let's have a look as fucking Uncle Idiot Box takes off his glasses for some close quarters reading. Remember when you used to watch the show years ago and I didn't even have to wear glasses because you didn't watch it because I was fucking recording and you never saw the glasses? Was I wearing glasses back then? I may have started. Anyhow, I've now got glasses. Nearly 50, still swear like a child. Okay, so this is one of the beautiful things, and I have brought this up before. Nicky C, it's funny, it almost doesn't seem to matter what movie he's in, with the exception of Willy's Wonderland. He has like a first and last name. You know how in a lot of movies it's like people only have the one name? You know, like in Star Wars, it's just Luke. Yeah, okay. So basically in this particular one, his name is Mike Cole, all right? And I guess he's, this is the description of it though. 1 year after his young son disappears, Mike Cole is haunted by eerie images and terrifying messages he can't explain, together with his estranged wife. Now, she doesn't get a name. So I guess for the whole movie, her name's Mrs. Cole. Have you ever noticed like Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus? Equality, guys. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Otherwise, the hashtag MeToo crowd will fucking come down and chomp. So Nicky C plays Mike Cole. He was a merry old soul. A merry old soul was he. And Mrs. Cole. It's played by the chick who is fucking Frank's fucking wife from The Walking Dead before she fucking cheats on him with Shane and they somehow still reconcile. Fuck you! You're fucking cheating fucking Sally! Anyhow, in this particular story, they're getting along. They're living that good life. They've got a little boy. Do they even mention him? No. His name is Young Sun. He's named in the movie and I can't remember what it is. But basically, this is also produced by one of the producers of Funny That, You Fucking Old Idiot, by one of the producers of The Hurt Locker. Now, I had to dig deep to find out who the fuck that was, but it's someone whose name isn't even on fucking photo isn't on IMDb, and I can't even remember who the producer is now. I'm so sorry. I did look it up for research, and then I thought, fuck it, I'll do it my way. I'll do it my way. Voice of an angel, body of an athlete. I'm Tori. This is Idiot Box Radio. Anyhow, the fucking two of them, Mr. and Mrs. Cole and fucking Kid Cole, as long as it's not fucking, you know, nah. They all live together. They're very happy. Now, come one Halloween, though, Mike has to work back at the university where he's just received tenure. Mrs. Cole cracks the shits, drags her kid out into the fucking street to do trick or treating. Daddy's let down the little boy one more time. He was meant to carve the pumpkin too. Didn't fucking get around to it. Don't they understand? It's fucking Nicky C. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Kid, if you want Nicky C to fucking carve a pumpkin with you, you fucking stand in line behind all the other little good girls and boys that want a fucking pumpkin carved with the great fucking actor, Nicolas Cage, fucking Academy Award winning actor, best actor, Nicolas Cage. You fucking get in line, you ungrateful little shit. Get in line for your fucking pumpkin carving. Anyhow, Mrs. Cole fucking drags the kid out into the cold. It's dressed like a pirate. Don't you pirate this movie though. And Nicky NPC fucking races home from the university. He could be anything he wants at that university as far as I'm concerned. Gets back to find that they've gone out. He goes, oh, fuck me. Seriously? They continue their fucking trick or treating. They get back. Nicky C's dressed up like a fucking cowboy, looking like the golden fucking god that he is. And the kid goes, fuck you, mum. Thanks for doing the right thing, but fuck you. Daddy's home. And dad, being Nicky C, goes, let me take you to the fucking carnival. He didn't say fucking carnival. I'm just fucking potty mouth. But they go to the carnival. They have a look around. And next thing you know, fucking they're ordering ice cream. The kid sees this weird presence, a fucking ghost or some shit. Nicky C pays for his ice cream, looks down. The kid's gone. Disappear-o. Panic ensues. Where are you, young son? He cries into the night. Where are you? I assume your last name being Cole. Where are you? Where are you, you dapper little fuck in your pirate outfit? Son's not seen. Nicky tells the cops, races fucking home. Supernatural forces have taken this kid. BT dubs. Mrs. Cole, no first name, at least not here. I've got the proof. Looks at him and goes, you fucking lost him, you filthy fucking shit. She doesn't. She just doesn't want him to touch her because, you know, when he touches people, they disappear. What ensues is this. Almost a year to the day, by this stage, she's kicked his ass out onto the street. He's still a tenured professor, but he's not doing a good job. Not your fault, Nicky C. The script writers made it like that. I'm sure you're still doing your best. But he gets visions of his son. He goes into a fucking dilapidated building where it says, pay the ghost, and it resonates. Resonates with him. Because it's one of the last words that his son, young Cole, says to Mike Cole without being an asshole. Did you like that? That was fucking good. Pay the ghost. Pay the ghost. Movie has a title, Fourth Wall Broken. Pow! I am reaching so much outside of my green screen today, I'm going to have a lot of cut off fingers when I finish up editing this motherfucker, let me tell you right now. Wife doesn't believe him. Out on the street, Mrs. Cole doesn't want Mr. Cole stuffing her holes. She doesn't. But Mrs. Cole starts having visions too. And together, just like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, they start trying to fucking solve the mystery of paying the ghost. As things move forward, and this movie is actually really well shot. Some of the CGI is a little shit. There's these vultures. They don't look terrible, but like I said about the movie Primal, they do leave a little bit to be desired. Maybe someone who'd been a year outside of their fucking diploma of Nicky C fucking CGI would have done a slightly better job, but they're passable. The whole movie's good. I'm going to tell you a score right now. I would give it 6.5 to 7 out of 10. It does run at a good pace. It runs for about 93 minutes, which is just enough, and it is resolved nicely with no loose ends really hanging too far from your balls. Okay. Husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cole, get together. About to fill holes one night as they hunt for their son, and she's letting back in through the front door, not that one, but the front door, to come and have a fucking bite to eat of Din Din's. And next thing you know, he's been the good egg. He's fucking staying downstairs on the sofa. He hears a noise upstairs to find her fucking gouging her fucking arm out with a pair of scissors. She puts an ornate symbol on there that has something to do with the moon. I can't remember what it means. And really, who gives a fuck? But not only that, her son's spirit briefly inhabited her body and was able to talk to dear old dad. Daddy, it said, it's young Cole. You need to save me, please. And save him he does. They go to this Irish pagan sort of ritual thing for Halloween where some chick who says, I don't know anything, I'm just a teacher. Just a teacher, you did fucking years at school getting your teaching diploma. Now you're fucking crying dumb? No way. In any case, she ends up knowing all the secrets of the fucking galaxy, including every secret that they'll need in order to find that kid. Glasses on. Find the kid, Nicky C. Nicky C finding the kid. Goes back into the dilapidated building where some old blind fuck takes a watch off him in exchange to get access to the portal to hell, where there are tons of other children also being held by the ghost, who turns out to be the spirit of a woman who was a pagan at the time who was burned at the stake, and her kids were fucking roasted up like marshmallows too. I'll get you back, she cries. Every year this time, I'm gonna be back like fucking Tupac. California. And I'm gonna take three kids for the three kids of mine that you fucking swiped. I was about to claim fucking large fucking family support, unemployment benefits from Centrelink, that's our government body, and fucking make off like a bandit. You fuck that up for me. One more kid is all I needed for that LFS. Motherfucker. Nicky C goes over there, finds thousands of kids. However, he can only save the three that were taken in the last year. Some caveat about a 365-day policy for returning of unwanted children. I bet those other fucking thousands of parents that had lost those kids were breathing a fucking sigh of relief. There you go, honey. You know how you wanted that study? Study away. You know how you wanted that fucking model room? Pow! You got got it. Just one child taken will give you back a room of your home. Resale value goes through the roof. You can downsize. You can do whatever the fuck you want. That anchor's gone and ain't life grand. In any case, guys, let's get to it because I like painting these pictures, but at the end, I've got to have a point. The point is, Nikki finds fucking young Cole, takes him back to Mrs. Cole, and the little shit has no fucking memory of having ever been gone in the first place. I was waiting for Mrs. Cole to go, "That's not my boy, he should be 10. That didn't happen though. And the movie wraps up and they're all fucking happy. And at the end, after the credits, some vultures come and peck the fucking shit out of one of fucking Nikki C's mates. Credits roll. Movie's over, satisfactory experience. Have you seen this film? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Otherwise, join the Idiot Box Radio fan club, where you can comment as much as you fucking like. Till next time, Idiot Box Radio out.